是在1621年12月，他们到美国的第二个中东。
In this first year, 44 of the original 102 colonists died of starvation.
在第一个冬天里，102个人当中有44个人是死于饥饿。
The food was so limited at one point in time, their daily ration was down to 5 kernels of corn.
一度食物有限到每人每天只有5颗玉米。
Then an unexpected trading vessel arrived and traded beaver hides for grain.
然后一艘意想不到的商船来了，他们就用海狸皮来交换谷物。
This saved the pioneers from further starvation.
这就让他们不再挨饿。
The next summer's crop brought great hope.
第二年夏天的庄稼带来了很大的希望。
And the governor William Bradford decreed in December 13, 1621, that it be set aside as a special day of thanksgiving to God.
总督 William Bradford 就下令把1621年12月13日作为一个特别的日子，作为感恩节。
It was a day of feasting and prayer and worship for the gratitude to God that they were still alive.
在这一天，他们用一天的时间来宴会、祷告，来表达他们对神的感恩，感谢神让他们还都活着。
These pilgrims were seeking religious freedom and opportunity in America.
这些在美国来寻求宗教自由和机会的清教徒。
And they thanked God for helping them find 20 acres of cleared land for planting crops.
Yeah, 他们感谢神，感谢神帮他们找到了25亩已经开发的土地来种庄稼。
They gave thanks that the Indians in that area were not hostile but friendly Indians.
感谢没有充满敌意的印第安人住在那里，而且他们还很友好。
So from their heart they expressed gratitude of their newfound religious freedom and friends.
他们也为新获得的宗教自由感恩。
They also gave acknowledgement that God had provided an interpreter that they may communicate with the Indians.
他们也感谢神给他们翻译，让他们能够跟印第安人来交流。
Celebration was made with feasting and games that included the colonists that were there and 80 friendly Indians.
这个庆祝是由宴会还有游戏组成的，也包括。除了这些移民，还有80多位友好的印第安人来参加庆祝。
The Indians added to their feast and praise by bringing turkey and venison.
这些友好的印第安人，他们带来了一些火鸡、鹿肉，还有一些跟他们在一起的有赞美祷告。
Prayers, sermons, praise, and songs were part of this celebration.
这个祷告、讲道和赞美诗，这些都是庆祝中的重要的项目。
3 days were set aside for this privileged feast of thanksgiving and praise to God.
3天的时间被用来宴会庆祝赞美。
And from that time forward in America, one way or another, Thanksgiving was a day of thanks to God and worship.
从那之后呢，就总是有以某一种形式就来庆祝感恩节。
It has been a day that's given thanks for God for his gracious and sufficient provisions.
在那一天为神的恩典和丰富的供应来感谢神。
Later, President Lincoln officially set it aside as the last Thursday in November in the year 1863.
林肯总统于1863年正式将11月的最后一个星期四作为感恩节。
But not until 1941 did Congress rule that it would be from then on the fourth Thursday in November would be observed as Thanksgiving Day and as a legal holiday.
但是直到1941年，国会才规定在11月的第四个星期四，定为感恩节，并且是法定的假日。
Scripturally, we find things related to the issue of giving thanks from one cover of the Bible to the other, all the way through.
在整本圣经中，我们也找到了许多关于感恩的事。
To find particular, specific individuals that give thanks all through the book of Genesis.
在创世纪中，就每个人都献祭感恩。
The Israelites sang songs of thanksgiving as they were being delivered from the bondage of Egypt.
在这个埃及记中，这个神就把以色列人从法老的军队中拯救出来。
Later, the Mosaic Law set aside 3 times a year as events when Israel were together as a people and giving thanksgiving to God.
后来，摩西律法也规定每年以色列人要聚集3次来感谢神。
Each one of these 3 annual events involved remembering God's provisions of grace and feasting and giving thanks.
这每年的3次的聚会都是以宴会、感恩和敬拜为庆祝。
The book of Psalms is packed full of opportunity and songs of giving thanks.
诗篇呢是一个充满了这个感恩的诗歌。
In this particular setting, we find thanksgiving is expressed by God's grace to the children of Israel and the people as a whole for his mighty acts and deeds.
感恩表达了神对以色列人的恩典，是通过他们与以色列人所立的大能的约。
Psalms also express thanksgiving as an individual opportunity that we from our hearts as an individual give thanks to God.
诗篇也表达了我们每一个人的对每个人每个恩典的这个感恩。
Today, the United States of America, Thanksgiving continues to be a national holiday, and especially for Christians.
那今天在美国，特别是对基督徒来讲，这感恩节还是一个特别的日子。
While Christians should be and do give Thanksgiving to God each and every day, Thanksgiving is a day for special focus upon the good, wonderful things that God provides for us and gives to us each and every day of the year.
尽管基督徒每天都感谢赞美神，但感恩节更是一个让我们能专注于感谢神的一个特别的时刻，让我们来感谢神。
Let's now give consideration to 3 of the top reasons we have to be thankful to God as we celebrate Thanksgiving this week.
那在我们庆祝感恩节的时候，也让我们来思考这3个最主要的这个地方，我们要感谢神。
First of all, we should always be thankful that God loves to show mercy.
首先呢，神是喜爱赐怜悯。
God especially loves to show mercy for those who could never deserve mercy from Him.
神特别爱赐怜悯给那些根本不配得到怜悯的人。
In Psalm 103, verses 6 and 8,We see that mercy is expressed through compassion to all that are oppressed.
在诗篇103篇6到8节中，我们看到他的怜悯是通过同情所有受压迫的人表现出来的。
The oppressed in this instance refer to those who cannot ever help themselves.
受压迫的人是指那些自己无能为力的人。
In the Old Testament, the word oppressed refers to widows.Orphans, foreigners being persecuted, and the poor.
在旧约中，这个词特别是指寡妇、孤儿、外来者和穷人。
In the New Testament, we find another group of people that's added to this list, and that is those captivated by sin.
在新约中呢，就有另一群人被加进来，而这些人就是在罪中被压迫的人。
Now, it's part of human nature to take advantage of those who cannot defend themselves.
人的本性呢，就是占别人的便宜，然后呢，因为我们强他们弱。
While many people do this, we find that God warns us that we ought to think about before we do it. God says that you should think about this first.Because God often takes the side of the weak.
神说我们首先应该想到他们，因为神是站在弱者一边。
We know from Scripture that God keeps His eye on the weak.
我们的神呢是看顾无助的人。
When others hurt them, He often moves to even justice.
当有人伤害他们的时候，神就会拨动公义的天平的平衡。
There are times in this world today where it's hard to believe this, especially in the light of events of the day.
有些时候很难相信，尤其是鉴于现在正在发生的一些事件。
It sometimes is hard to believe this mercy of God when we see acts of terrorists and many shootings as we see in the world today.
因为当我们看到这些恐怖分子的活动，还有枪击的事件的时候，有时真的是很难相信神的怜悯。
Yet this truth stands as a solid rock for every believer.
信徒来说，神的怜悯就像磐石一样坚定。
We do know this is a fact that God eventually
will
bring everything to light.
我们知道最终神会把所有的事情都曝光。
In that day, He will judge with impartiality.
但那一天，他就会公平的审判。
There'll be no place to hide, no excuses will be made, no bribes will be accepted, and no way to escape.
在那一天就没有隐藏、借口、贿赂或者是逃避。
All those who labor for a better world and more just society will have hope in the mercies of God.
所有那些为更好的世界和公平的社会而劳碌的人，在神的怜悯里是有盼望的。
When we stretch out an open hand, we have belief that God will have hope to continue.
当我们伸出援助的手，我们就一定要相信这个后，这就没有
It is always,
没有继续做下去的盼望。
It is always the unfailing mercy of God that gives us hope in this world.
那是神呢，从不间断的怜悯中给了我们这个盼望。
When we are in sin, He gives us what we don't deserve, mercy.
当我们还在罪中，他就给了我们不配得到的。
Because of His mercy, He gives us pardon.
因为他的怜悯，他赦免了我们。
Because of His mercy, He is patient when we fall.
因为他的怜悯，在我们跌倒的时候，他耐心对待我们。
Because of His mercy, He loves us more than we could ever imagine.
因为他的怜悯，他比我们想象的还更要爱我们。
Most of us has dealt at some time or another with someone who loves to argue.
我们中大多数人都曾经与爱争辩的人打过交道。
We all know individuals who love to keep an argument going simply because they're angry.
我们都知道人们吵架常常是因为愤怒。
But God is never like that.
但神不是那样的。
He is willing to end the quarrel and welcome us back to His side.
他愿意结束争吵，欢迎我们回到他的家中。
Sometimes the problem with us is that we want to keep on fighting.
有时候真正的问题是我们想跟神争。
But God is always more willing to forgive and to forget than we're willing to be forgiven.
但神总是愿意原谅我们。甚至我们不应该被原谅的时候，他也原谅我们。
God's desire is only to lift us up, never to knock us down.
他只想把我们举起来，不想让我们跌倒。
But Satan, on the other hand, comes to kill and destroy.
但是撒旦来是要杀戮，是要来摧毁。
Christ always comes to give and give more abundant life.
基督来是要给出一个更加丰盛的生命。
If we forget to pray, God continues to remember to feed us.
如果即使是我们忘记了祷告，神还是记得要喂养我们。
If we forget to give thanks to God, He continues to send restful sleep.
即使我们忘记了感恩，他还会给我们安宁的睡眠。
If we wander away, He sends His Holy Spirit to convict and bring us back.
即使我们远离他，他还会派圣灵让我们知罪，带我们回来。
If we neglect to give to God, He keeps on giving to us.
即使我们没有为他奉献，他还是会给予我们。
When we fall, He lifts us up.
当我们跌倒，他把我们举起。
When we disappoint ourselves and others, He still calls us His children.
当我们令所有人都失望的时候，他会把我们称为他的孩子。
But God's mercy is seen in that He even blesses His enemies.
从他甚至祝福那些不相信他的人，就可以看出神的怜悯。
Mercy is shown even on those who do not believe in Him.
神甚至去祝福那些不相信他的人。
An unbeliever who continues to deny Him and spew out spiritual poison and deceit, God will still show mercy to him.
一个不信神的人会一直否认神，并且突出一些。精神上的毒药和欺骗，但是神还是会赐怜悯。
We can always see the mercy of God, no matter how wicked things become.
我们总是会看到神的怜悯，无论什么任何事情发生。
Instead of crushing unbelievers and deceivers like he could an empty eggshell, the Lord feeds and nourishes them.
神不但没有像打碎空气蛋壳一样来对待不信的人和骗子，反而还喂养他们。
God continues to love them and give them health and life.
神爱他们，给他们健康和生命。
It is the long suffering of God that allows unbelievers to deny him.
这就是神的忍耐，允许不信的人来否认他。
Why would God show so much kindness to someone who's dedicated to destroying him?
为什么神会如此仁慈对待那些专门来破坏他的人呢？
It is simply that God is not intimidated the least by their words and their actions.
很简单，神是不会被他们的言语和行为所吓到。
If you would think of atheists as an army,
如果我们想把这个无神论者想象成一支军队，
you can see that they shoot at God with their, from the earth with their strength that he alone provides them.
我们会看到他们用尽全身的力气从地上向神射击。
And the fact that God also, because of mercy, withholds punishment to his enemies.
事实上，神不惩罚他的敌人，就是他的怜悯。
This is evident of his mercy. God's kindness leads them to repentance. Romans 2:4.
这就是他的恩慈，就是领你悔改，在罗马书2:4。
This too is God's mercy.
这也是神的怜悯。
We also ought to be thanking God because he forgives us of our sins.
我们也要感谢神，因为他原谅了我们所有的罪。
Of all of God's gifts to mankind, the greatest is the gift of His Son, Jesus Christ.
在所有神的礼物中，最大的礼物就是神的儿子耶稣基督。
On the cross of Calvary, Jesus freely paid our sin, a debt of sin.
在骷髅地的十字架上，耶稣为我们的罪付了赎价。
This enables a holy judge to forgive us.And pardon our debt of sin.
这就能让一个圣洁的、公义的审判者来原谅我们的罪。
He also gives us eternal life as a free gift.
他也把永生作为免费的礼物送给我们。
This gift is available to all who will come to him in repentance.
这礼物就是给那些称基督、把他们从罪中救赎的人。
This gift is received by simple.Faith in Christ.
这个礼物呢，也很容易收到，只要有真诚的信心。
For this gift of his son, the gift which meets the greatest need, the apostle Paul said, "Thanks be unto God for this indescribable gift."
神儿子作为礼物满足了我们最大的需要。使徒保罗说：“感谢神，因他有说不尽的恩赐。”
Paul gives us a simple but direct command, in everything, give thanks.
保罗给了我们一个简单直接的命令，那就是凡事感恩。
This allows believers no excuse for harboring ingratitude in their heart.
这就让信徒没有借口不感恩。
In everything carries an unlimited requirement.
凡事都有许多层面，许多要求。
It refers to everything that happens in life.
这是指生活中的每件事。
Of course, with the opposite.
当然相反的。
It refers to everything that occurs in life, with the obvious exception of sin.
这是指生活中的每件事，但是就只有一个例外，那是人的罪。
We are to express thanks in everything, no matter what we struggle with, as far as trials go.
我们要凡事感恩，无论是有怎样的挣扎和试炼。
God commands us always to find something to thank Him for.
神都要我们找到感恩的原因。
The Bible is full of many references, included in Acts, James, and Peter.
圣经有很多经节可以参考。包括《使徒行传》、《雅各书》、《彼得前书》。
His will is that we give him thanks in everything.
他的旨意就是我们要凡事先。
If you're not obeying the commandment to give thanks, you're not obeying God.
如果你不遵守这个命令，就没有跟随神的旨意。
You're not following God's good will.
你就没有跟随神的旨意。
Think of it this way.
这样想。
If gratitude is a struggle for you, then finding God's will is going to be the same struggle.
如果感恩对你来说是一个挣扎，那么寻求神的道路也是一样是挣扎。
Or you can put it another way.
或者换种方式说。
If you struggle with being thankful, you will struggle with following and obeying God.
如果你为感恩而挣扎，你也就会为跟从顺服神而挣扎。
Thanks to God that forgiveness of sin brings an attitude of thankfulness.
感谢神给我们这样感恩的态度。
The fact that Jesus forgives sins enables us to have fellowship with Holy God.
事实上，感谢神赦免我们的罪，能使我们与神相交。
We may draw from the living water before God.
我们可以从神那里得到活水。
This is the water that satisfies our thirsty soul.
这水能使干渴的灵得饱足。
It cleanses us from our self-righteousness, our arrogance, our self-satisfaction, and our complacency.
它洗净我们的自以为是、骄傲、自负和自满。
Salvation enables us to receive God's word into our heart and enrich our life.
救恩能使我们得到神的话，并丰富我们的生命。
We now can rely on the living word of God to keep us.
我们就可以依靠他的话来活。
Salvation enables the word of God to be our life.
救恩就能让神的话成为我们的生命。
This is our calling.
这是神对我们的呼召。
We triumph only by the holy word of God.
我们只有活在神的话中才能得胜。
Thank God that he forgives us of all our sins.
感谢神他原谅了我们所有的罪。
The third thing we want to consider is that God gives us eternal life.
那第三件事就是感谢神的是神赐给我们永生。
It has often been said that life without Christ is a hopeless end, but life with Christ is an endless hope.
我们常说没有基督的生命就没有盼望，有基督的生命就有无尽的盼望。
And this endless hope is not only to us, but to all who receive Jesus Christ.
并且这无尽的盼望不仅仅给了我们，而且给了所有得到主原谅的人。
Most of all, we want our children to know the endless hope and blessed hope of eternal life in Christ.
最重要的是，我们要让我们的孩子和家人都知道这蒙福的永生的盼望。
This is the highest thing that individuals want to leave for their children.
这是我们最想要留给孩子的。
What do you want to leave for your children?
你们想要给孩子留下什么呢？
It could be a vast estate.
可以是巨大的房地产。
It may be a large inheritance.
或者是一大笔遗产。
Or a huge life insurance policy.
或者是巨额的人寿保险单。
Whatever we say about earthly possessions, they pale next to the privilege of passing on eternal life to those you love.
任何我们说得出的在世界上能拥有的，那和比起这些传承敬虔的这个特权，在这个面前呢，都会变得格外的苍白无力。
Sharing truth and a pattern of believing is blessing now and even greater blessing throughout eternity.
分享真理和信仰的典范，在当下是神的祝福，在永恒中会更大。
This is something that our children can claim, and it becomes their own forever. No one can take it from them.
这是我们的孩子可以索取的，并且能够成为他们自己的财富的东西。
In a transient and passing world where everything fades away, this is a promise that we have that's linked to eternity.
在这瞬间即逝的世界里，一切都将不见消失。但这是我们的一个应许，即使将来我们这是一个应许，让我们和未来能连接在一起。
This becomes a greater future even after we've gone from this life. We have, by the faithfulness of God, that which can never diminish. It's easy to feel alone sometimes in a rushing, busy, and often superficial world. Most individuals have felt from one point or another that nobody understands them, nobody knows them, and no one really cares about them. We have felt the feeling of not quite fitting in. We can be comforted by the fact that we always have a friend and a supporter in our Heavenly Father because we're linked to eternal life. Regardless of where we live or where we travel to or what we do, God is there for us. The psalmist David often wrote about this in his Psalms. God watches over us and strengthens us. He loves us and therefore will never ever be left alone. It is His desire that we abide with Him forever. The psalmist gives us several word pictures about being held in God's arms. Eternal life and the protection that God gives us is something to be thankful for. We can always look forward to the future. When we've given our life to God and surrendered our will, then we have tremendous hope, both for now and forever. One day we will meet our dear Savior, Jesus, as our brother. And heaven will meet others who have lived this life as a Christian. Christians are disciples of Christ, one who is learning to be like their Lord. As disciples, we follow the Lord Jesus, who is the Lord of our life. As we live and love Christ, we become more like Him. The fellowship we have with Christ will not only continue for all eternity, but will get better. How can our mind, soul, and spirit not be full of thanksgiving to God for such wonderful blessings? In conclusion, feeling and expressing appreciation is good for us. Like any wise father, God wants us to learn to be thankful for all the gifts that He's given. It is in our best interest to be reminded that every good and perfect gift comes from Him. So without gratefulness, we become arrogant and self-centered.
没有感恩, 我们就会变得骄傲,
we begin to think that we've achieved everything on our own and by ourselves. Thanksgiving keeps our heart in the right relationship with God, the giver of all good gifts.
感恩让我们的心与所有美善这个美善的礼物给予者啊，神我们的神有一个正确的关系。
Giving thanks also reminds us of how much we have.
感恩也提醒我们，我们真正有什么呢？
Human beings are prone to covetousness.
我们人类呢更易于贪婪。
We can tend to focus on what we don't have.
我们常常专注于我们所没有的。
But giving thanks to God reminds us of how much we do have from His benevolent hand.
但感恩会一直提醒我们来看我们所拥有的。
When we focus on blessings rather than wants, we become a happier individual.
当我们专注于拥有的祝福而不是想要的，我们就会更开心。
When we start thanking God for the things that we have that we usually take granted, our perspective changes.
当我们开始认为那些理所当然的，当我们开始为那些理所当然的事而感谢神的时候，我们的想法就改变了。
We begin to realize that we could not even exist without a merciful God sending blessings to us every day.
我们就会意识到，没有神的恩慈的祝福，我们根本就不存在，我们就一无所有。
We like the pilgrims in 1621, we have a choice to make.
就像那个1621年的那个清教徒一样，我们是有选择的。
In life, there will always be those things that are horrible and we can complain about them.
在生活中，我们总有一些事情我们抱怨。
The pilgrims had lost many of their loved ones. 44% were dead.
清教徒失去了他们所爱的亲人，有44%都死去了。
But they found much to be thankful for.
但是他们却很感恩。
They chose to be thankful.
他们选择感恩。
As our society becomes increasingly secular, the actual giving of thanks to God is often missing.
随着我们的社会的世俗化的加增，真正的为神献上感恩常常会被丢掉。
Often during our annual Thanksgiving holiday, focus is more on self and feasting than on God.
我们一年一度的感恩节更多的是专注在自己或者是食物上，而不是神。
May it be that God will find us grateful every day for all of His gifts, spiritual and material.
愿神看到我们为他给我们的所有的礼物天天感恩。而这所有的礼物中又包括属灵的和属世的。
James 1:17 says, God is good and every good gift comes from Him.
那雅各书1:17中说，神是美善的，所有美善的礼物都从他那里来。
And we know that those who love Christ, God always works everything for their good to them that love Him.
但对我们这些相信神的人，即使我们认为不太好的事情，在神那里，他都会为的这个美善，让万事互相效力。
Even the gifts that the events that we would not necessarily be thankful for, they can work out to be good.
甚至是那些认为不太好的事情，他也会在神里面，他也是让他会变好。
May God find us to be grateful children.
神愿看到我们成为感恩的孩子。
We can have thankful hearts toward God even when we do not feel thankful.
我们要对神要有感恩的心，即使是我们没有觉得没有这种想法，我们也要感恩。
Maybe circumstances make us grieve, but we can still be thankful.
但我们可能我们有些时候让我们会很悲伤，但是我们还是要感恩。
We can hurt and still be thankful.
我们可能是会受伤了，但是还是要感恩。
We can be angry at sin and events and still be thankful toward God.
我们可能在罪里发怒，但是还是要对神感恩。
This is what the Bible calls a sacrifice of praise in Hebrews 13:15.
这就是圣经里的颂赞献祭，在希伯来书13:15。
Giving thanks to God keep our hearts in the right relationship with God.
感谢神让我们的心与他有一个正确的关系。
It'll save us from a lot of harmful emotions and attitudes that will rob us of God's peace.
并且保守我们不受负面的情绪和态度的影响。
The text reminds us that peace is what God wants us to experience.
经文上告诉我们说，这些负面的情绪和态度会夺去神想让我们所经历的平安。
Thank you. And this Thanksgiving, may God grant you peace through an attitude of thanksgiving and praise.
感谢神，让我们在这个感恩的时候，我们有一个正确的情绪和态度去感谢我们的神。